Let's go inside the life and inspiration of a writer. Find out what's on her top shelf. Joy Rhodes is an Australian, and she's lived in Britain for decades now. She wrote her way back into the Australian landscape with her novel, The Wool Grower's Companion. You might have heard her talking to me about it here a few weeks ago. But what shaped her?
The first book I want to talk about is The Great Gatsby. So I studied it at school, and ordinarily, you know, might think, well, that's going to put you right off, but I loved it. And it's one of those books that you go back to, and it's still fabulous, of course. And I think I love it because it transports you. So you get the era, you get Prohibition, but there's so much more to it. There's a real depth and such challenges that face the character, you know, the character's moral challenges. So I still love it, and I guess I'm lost in admiration for Scott Fitzgerald that he wrote it, you know, anyone that could have written that. And then so many wonderful, wonderful lines. So that's a big favourite. I belong to just a fabulous book club. We read things that I wouldn't pick up myself. So we read recently Stefan Zweig's Zweig Chess. It's pretty short, very short, but it's the story of a man travelling to Brazil during the Second World War, and it's a chess match which goes on board, and it really, again, it transported me to a terrible time. And Stefan Zweig ultimately committed suicide in Brazil, of course, and I think he felt that the world, there was no hope. Having said that, I think he was very isolated in Brazil by language and other things. You know, what I write about, I'd like to think that The Wool Grower's Companion is really all about hope. And so it was a book that shook me a little bit because he was a man who had none. So it was a real eye-opener. The next one is a painting. It's the wonderful painting by Tom Roberts called Breakaway, or The Breakaway. It's big. I saw it recently. There was an exhibition in London, and I was surprised exactly how big it is because I've only seen it, you know, in books, really. And the light. I'm a big, you know, such a fan of Australian light. And so there's a mob of sheep coming down a hill. Of course, people will know the painting very well. And there's a stockman trying to turn them because, of course, many will be trampled and die as they all sort of crowd onto this sad and muddy waterhole. But the light and the enormity of the painting, and a lot of the painting, of course, is taken up with that bright blue sky, and there are gums that frame each side. So it's one of those paintings that I've known, because everybody knows it, you grow up, you know, seeing it and learning about it in school. But it's live, as it were, it didn't disappoint at all. It's magnificent. I grew up with country music, a lot of country music. And so, you know, Slim Dusty's The Lights Coming Over the Hill Are Blinding Me, I still love. It's very melodic, almost. And I think it's one of those songs that you can almost see the truck coming over the hill. You can feel, and you know, that there's that such power in those trucks. And that life on the road, those men and what they cope with, I think is remarkable. And that song for me really, really brings that home. Way down south, a man's gotta find a little bread for his mouth and a home for a girl as sweet as my honey can be. So that, I guess the last one is Gallipoli, the film. You know, I love the film, and Gallipoli, of course, so important to us, and it gave me a real insight into conditions, and everybody, I'm sure, has a relative or had a relative who was on Gallipoli. And that whole era, there's such an innocence. You know, we Australia had a certain place in the empire, and you know, people's willingness to go to the other side of the world and fight for, you know, a country they'd never been to. I think Gallipoli caught all of that for me, you know, in a beautiful and tragic way. So I love the film.
Joy Rhodes' The Wool Grower's Companion is published by Bantam Australia.